Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet at Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, September 27th. U.S. equities were mixed and fairly choppy Tuesday trading, but closed off their worst levels when the S&P hit lowest intraday levels since November of 2020. The Dow and S&P finished down 0.4% and 0.2% respectively, while the Nasdaq managed a quarter of a percent gain. Tobacco, HPCs, QSRs, utilities, rails, media, and banks were some of the weaker areas. Energy, autos, trucking, airlines, industrial metals, semis, and biotechnology outperformed. Treasuries were mostly weaker, with a big bear steepening move following an earlier broad-based bounce attempt. A massive nearly 50 basis point backup in longer-dated gilts got a lot of attention. The dollar was firmer versus the euro and yen, but weaker versus sterling. Gold finished up 0.2%, Bitcoin futures were down 0.7%, WTI crude settled up 2.3% after a two-day drop-off of approximately 8%. It was a busy day in terms of economic data. September consumer confidence came in ahead of expectations for the second straight month, printing at 108 versus consensus of 104. The release noted improvement in labor market perceptions, dissipating inflation concerns amid lower gasoline prices, and more consumers planning to make big-ticket purchases, though home purchase intentions were down. Elsewhere, August new home sales came in well ahead of consensus at a 685K SAAR versus consensus of 495K. Median sale price declined, consistent with big decelerations seen from today's July Case-Shiller and FHFA home price indices. August durable goods orders were down 0.2% month over month, slightly better than consensus for a 0.3% monthly drop. Finally, the Richmond Fed's September Manufacturing Index was flat for the month, better than consensus for 3 and August 8. That release noted improvement in shipments and orders, and said prices paid received decreased markedly. Stocks were largely on the defensive after rallying more than 1% earlier in the session. There was nothing specific behind this earlier move, with oversold conditions again the go-to excuse. Even before the bounce attempts both yesterday and today, there was plenty of skepticism about credibility given the unrelenting global tightening cycle and a barrage of other bearish talking points, including concerns that consensus earnings estimates are way too optimistic. In terms of the excuses for the latest pullback, stronger U.S. economic data and continued concerns about U.K. fiscal policy seemed to dampen an earlier reprieve for rates. Geopolitical tensions were also flagged as another overhang on risk sentiment, with speculation of Russian sabotage of Nord Stream pipelines and a fresh nuclear warning from Moscow following a contested Ukraine referendum. Two leaks in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline were reported today by Sweden's Maritime Administration, which followed reports from Denmark's energy agency of a separate leak in the now-defunct Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Germany suspects the damage was the result of sabotage, while a Kremlin official wouldn't rule out sabotage. The operator of Nord Stream also said today that it's not yet possible to estimate the time frame for restoring operations of the gas shipment infrastructure. The incident pushed European benchmark natural gas prices up 12%, while Bloomberg said it is the clearest signal yet that Europe will have to survive the winter without any significant Russian gas flows as the Kremlin ratchets up pressure on the EU over its stance on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This also adds even more uncertainty to European economic outlook. ECB President Lagarde warns this week that growth would slow substantially in coming quarters given energy risks, while the OECD warned this week that Europe already risked being pushed into recession next year if a harsh winter exacerbates the region's energy shortages. It was another busy day of Fed speak. Chicago's Evans told CNBC he's cautiously optimistic that the economy can avoid a recession, but he's nervous about whether the Fed hasn't waited long enough to adequately assess the impact of rate hikes. Following a speech in London, Evans also said he's optimistic the peak rate the Fed has set out will be restrictive enough. More hawkish commentary came from St. Louis's Bullard, who said the credibility of the Fed's inflation targeting regime is at risk, and that the policy rate is only now arguably in restrictive territory, though he said he sees the peak policy rate around 4.5%. Fed Chair Powell also spoke at a Bank of France conference on digital finance, though he made no policy remarks. Evans' comments suggested a bit of a departure from some recent Fed speak. However, the market is still pricing in a steeper rate path, as officials have continued to argue that it would be more costly for the Fed to do too little than too much. Today's resilient economic data, particularly the labor market data, is also seen as one of the key factors in the Fed's raise and hold strategy. Turning to corporate news, shares of TD SYNNEX finished up 0.3% after reporting quarter three results ahead of consensus, but providing quarter four guidance so that was a little light. Jabil beat on earnings, guided above consensus, and announced a $1 billion buyback. Its shares rose 2.2%. Shares of Cracker Barrel finished down 0.6% after announcing largely in-line quarterly results, with guidance a bit better than consensus and management flagging better traffic and sales trends at the end of the quarter. Hertz announced a memorandum of understanding with BP for the development of a national network of EV charging stations. Finally, shares of Ryder System finished nearly 15% higher on the day after Bloomberg reported that Apollo was considering a potential acquisition of the company. That's it for today's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.